Hello friends, the name of this chapter is Competitive Advantage. Let us study how TQM can bring competitive advantage to the company. Quality can be an important means of gaining competitive advantage. Cost leadership, differentiation, and people are principal sources of competitive advantage. Quality relates to the achievement of higher profitability. Quality is important in meeting customer expectations in product design, service, flexibility and variety, innovation and rapid response. There is a tremendous impact of quality on business results. Thus, TQM helps in achieving more competitive advantage. Competitive advantage denotes a firm's ability to achieve market superiority over its competitors. In the long run, a sustainable competitive advantage provides above average performance. A strong competitive advantage has six characteristics. 1. It is driven by customer wants and needs. A company provides value to its customers that competitors do not. Then it makes a significant contribution to the success of the business. Then it matches the organization's unique resources with the opportunities in the environment. No two companies have the same resources. A good strategy uses them effectively. It is durable and lasting and difficult for competitors to copy. A superior research and development department, for example, can consistently develop new products or processes to remain ahead of competitors. Competitive advantage provides a basis for further improvement. It provides direction and motivation to the entire organization. As said above, the term competitive advantage refers to the ability gained through attributes and resources to perform at a higher level than others in the same industry or market. A firm is said to have a competitive advantage when it is implementing a value-creating strategy, not simultaneously being implemented by any current or potential player. A company has to have advantage over its competitors in order to have more market share than them, in order to stay ahead in the marketplace. It can be because of lower price, better product features, better service, reliability, innovation, etc. This advantage can mainly be because of quality, which means fulfillment of customer expectations and requirements, and in Taguchi's words, no loss to the customer and society because of deviations from the target, deviations in the functions, specifications not met, or detrimental side effects that result from the product or service. Such an advantage, because of which the customers will favor the company over its competitors, is called competitive advantage. A competitive advantage is the attribute that allows an organization to outperform its competitors. Such a competitive advantage is not static, but it is dynamic. Dynamic in nature, it is because the competitors also make continuous improvement in their products and services. Actually, it is a race between the company and its competitors, wherein sometimes one or more competitors may go ahead of the company, and hence customers may go away from the company. It is therefore necessary for the company to constantly scan the environment and see how far the competitor is from it in the race, what his present and future plans are, what his investment plans are, what research and development he is undertaking, etc., and so on. It is therefore necessary to undertake SWOT analysis on a regular basis. The full form of SWOT is, as you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. That means the company must constantly improve upon its strengths and reduce the weaknesses. The company must take advantage of the opportunities coming its way and protect the company from threats, if any. Michael Porter defined two ways in which an organization can achieve competitive advantage over its competitors or rivals. What are they? Cost advantage and differentiation advantage. Cost advantage is when a business provides the same products and services as its competitors, albeit at a lesser cost. Differentiation advantage is when a business provides better products and better services than its competitors. I know many people who use same brand for their lifetime. For example, they always use Colgate, Santoor, Jasmine and Dettol, and they refuse to use any other branded products for that purpose. Why do you buy Coke over Pepsi? Why will you spend 2,200 rupees on a pair of certain brand of sneakers? The answer lies in the term competitive advantage. Competitive advantage is a set of unique features of a company and its products that are perceived by the target market as significant and superior to the competition. It is the reason behind brand loyalty. There are three different types of competitive advantages that companies can actually use. They are cost, product or service differentiation, and niche marketing strategies. Let us discuss cost competitive advantage. A company is able to utilize its skilled workforce, inexpensive raw materials, controlled costs, and efficient operations to create maximum value to customers. For example, Walmart. The online purchase of Amazon products many times give you big discounts. Naturally, the young generation is getting attracted towards online purchasing. Then, product and service differentiation. It is how a company's product or service is distinct from what its competitors offer. I know a travel company called KK Travels, which gave a facility to us to travel from Pune to Mumbai airport and back. Similarly, Nasik to Mumbai airport and back. Those days, this facility was not given by any other travel company. It is based on what customers value, such as functionality, brand, pricing, or customer service. The role of marketing is to make sure that potential buyers understand what sets an offering apart. Niche marketing strategies. It is an advertising strategy that focuses on a unique target market. Instead of marketing to everyone who could benefit from a product or service, this strategy focuses exclusively on one group, a niche market or demographic of potential customers who would most benefit from the offerings. There are hundreds of brands that sell sweet treats and snack foods such as cookies, brownies, popcorn, and cupcakes. While most people can choose from dozens of brands to find options that satisfy their cravings, there is a group of people who cannot. Those people have allergies or food restrictions that relate to animal products and nuts. Divi's saw this underserved segment in the sweets industry and created a brand that exclusively targeted this group. Selling cookies and cupcakes is not a unique idea, but selling them as a vegan and nut-free options differentiated Divi's in an already saturated market, allowing them to stand out and build a loyal customer base. The six factors of competitive advantage are quality, price, location, selection, service, and speed or turnaround. Now, various factors in competitive advantage. Let us discuss one by one. Technology. Supermarkets that offer self-checkout terminals have a competitive advantage over those who don't. Or fast food restaurants like Burger King that offer the possibility to order via self-service checkout kiosks. Next is innovation. Think of Amazon Go and the first grocery store without any lines or checkout. You just enter, put the products in your shopping cart, and leave the shop. Another great example when it comes to innovation is Airbnb. They took a regular service that has been out there for a while, in this case, accommodation for travelers, and developed a completely new approach to it. Then, ease of use. Digital banking apps such as the one of Axis Bank, which makes it insanely easy to make transfers or consult your banking details. Then, user experience. Customers want more than just a product or service. People go to Starbucks to receive a coffee cup with their name on it. Now, let us discuss customization. MailChimp offers the different pricing plans depending on the exact number of contacts you have in your email list. Then, personal touch. During the marketing campaign of Coca-Cola, they printed names on their cans. Now, variety. IKEA, which offers the widest variety of products for your home. Then, good customer service. Having an amazing customer service can definitely give you a competitive advantage in the market. For example, Maruti Suzuki and Hyundai Motors. I will cite another example. One of my past students runs a garage. When my car needed regular servicing, I gave a ring to him. Then he came to my house and collected the car, performed the servicing, and brought back the car to my home, and he did not take extra charges for this special service. The most important parameter in creating competitive advantage is that our focus should be on implementation of TQM. Quality can be the most vital means of gaining competitive advantage. We have studied in the earlier chapter that a quality management system is a collection of processes, policies, procedures, documentation, and resources which combine to ensure that a company's products or services meet customer requirements and expectations. As per ISO 9001:2015, the quality management principles are customer focus, leadership, engagement of people, process approach, improvement, evidence-based decision-making, and relationship management. Hence, these principles will give us the competitive advantage after implementation of TQM. The advantage that a company has over its competition to stay ahead in the marketplace, that is competitive advantage, is achieved by the company by practicing the six factors of competitive advantage, which are quality, price, location, selection, service, and speed or turnaround. Thank you.